The beignets?
What?
Well, it's a plain dough and you fry it in deep fat and then after that you shake it in some powdered sugar.
That's the French.
That's the French doughnuts, the beignets.
What about something you make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast?
A batch?
Well, something that you eat with syrup and butter. You fry them for breakfast. It's not a kind of donut, it's something else.
Oh, pancakes?
Okay. Any other name for pancakes?
Flapjacks?
Okay. What about say if you were, you said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's.
Store-bought bread?
Okay. What about I'm talking about how much flour might be in a sack. You might say a sack might contain 10 pounds. And what sort of things are made out of cornmeal?
Cornmeal?
What kinds of bread and things are made out of cornmeal?
Oh, cornbread. You can use cornmeal to fry seafood with.
What about something you can make to eat along with the seafood?
Hush puppies.
Okay, what do they look like?
That's little fritters with onions, chopped onions in it, and an egg, milk.
It's little
fritters.
What's
fried.
That?
It's fried. They're dropped by teaspoonfuls into hot fat.
What do you mean fritters?
A fritter is it's a fried food. It's round, and usually when it's cooked on one side, it'll automatically pop over and cook on the other side. You can make eggplant fritters or banana fritters, and that's what a hush puppy is. It's a fritter.
A fritter is just anything that's cooked that way.
It's yeah, right.
It doesn't have to have meal or anything.
No, because you can make eggplant fritters with eggplants and flour and sugar and vanilla and an egg. You make a stiff, it wouldn't be a dough, it would be in between a batter and a dough, you know. Well, it would be like biscuit dough, you know, that consistency, a little bit thinner maybe, and you drop it by teaspoonfuls into hot grease, and it's delicious.
What about something that you can make just with cornmeal and salt and water?
Cornmeal, salt, and water. You talking about mush?
Anything else like that?
The only thing I've ever used that for was for tamale pie.
Was for what?
Tamale pie.
What's that?
Tamale. You know tamale pie? You know this stuff that you buy at the supermarket and you brown your ground beef and put the spices.
Mexican.
Yeah, and you make a mush to go on top with the cornmeal and the water and the salt and you top it off and you bake it.
Do you ever hear of anything called couscous?
Couscous, that's around Lafayette.
What's that?
That's around Lafayette, the people eat couscous.
Uh-huh.
It's not too popular down here.
How do they make that?
I don't know. I guess it's the same thing as mush. And eat it with syrup, I believe, or you can eat it with milk and sugar. Like some people would eat oatmeal.
Around Lafayette, that's more French than...
That's what you call the Acadians are around there.
Is that French the same as what's spoken here?
Well, I guess you could go in Louisiana and find French spoken differently in just about, I don't know how many communities, because like the people in Grand Isle speak French differently from the people in Upper Lafourche. Then in below Houma, it'll be just a little bit different, but generally they can understand each other. Just a few things that would, you know, be different. You know, just a few little expressions is really what is it. Yeah, it's basically the same.